Last month, administrative law judge James McClemon sided with New York State on the question of permits that would allow BioHitech to build a massive waste-to-energy facility on the Hudson River in the city of Rensselaer. Judge McClemon ruled that the company's special use permit has lapsed and BioHitech will need to reapply. The controversial special use permit, which would have allowed BioHitech to forego the secret process, was granted by the previous Rensselaer City Administration. And for more on this decision, we're joined by Dave Ellis of the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give our listeners some context about this decision by Judge McClemon?
Yeah, so the judge basically looked at all the information the city of Rensselaer had on file. He listened to quotes that Mayor Mike Stammel had made in June saying that the BioHitech plant would have to go through a full state environmental quality review, which studies the environmental, social, and economic impact of those projects before the city would let it move forward. So basically, these approvals that BioHitech had previously with the city of Rensselaer lapsed, and the mayor said that he would require BioHitech to basically start the process over again.
So in an article by the Times Union, the lawyer for BioHitech, I believe his name is Tom West, says he plans to appeal that decision by Judge McClemon. Do you have a comment on that?
Unfortunately, it seems like Tom West is always looking to support environmental polluters and communities. And a lot of the cases that he tries to bring forward, he does not win. He does not have the backing that environmental groups have to prove that these facilities are negatively impacting the communities. You know, the people don't want this facility here. Riverkeeper doesn't want this facility here. The city administration doesn't want this facility here. And, you know, Tom West has to realize the impact this facility is going to have on the city of Rensselaer if it goes forward, and know that there's going to be a lengthy fight from the people who live here to make sure it does not get approved.
So this decision by Judge McClemon, it doesn't stop the, he's not saying you can't, you know, apply for permits, right? They're just saying they have to reapply with the city. Is that correct?
Correct. They would have to go through the whole planning process again with the city administration, and Mayor Mike Stammel and the new planning board would definitely be taking a more stringent look at the application process to make sure that all state environmental quality review laws are being properly followed.
So with the previous special use permit, they wouldn't have had to go through the secret process. Is that, that's correct?
Correct. The city of Rensselaer Planning Board at the time, unfortunately, didn't know much about the project, and they didn't take a deep dive, and they thought, oh, you know, more money coming into the city of Rensselaer, and they just went through the backdoor process of approving it without actually taking a look at the negative impacts it would have on the environment and the community.
So if this project was as, or is as safe as BioHitech pitches it to be, wouldn't it make sense that they would be confident going through the CEQA review process?
Well, Tom West and BioHitech may feel confident, but you have to look at the bigger picture. There's a lot more to it than just the paperwork aspect. There's already the negative impacts on the Rensselaer community from the Dunn landfill and other polluting industries. The site they want to build this facility on is a contaminated brownfield from years of contamination from BASF. They want to dig massive pits in the ground, disturbing the brownfield caps, and potentially leaching those chemicals into the Hudson River, and that's a major concern of the riverkeeper. So this facility would be a huge burden on residents and a huge environmental catastrophe if anything ever happened.
And can you talk about the reasons why the mayor, Mike Stammel, has said that this project needs to go through the SECRE process.
The mayor's listened to the concerns of the people. He knows the city of Rensselaer is already impacted negatively by the Dunn landfill. He's met personally with many members of the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition. He's listened to speakers from Riverkeeper and the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility on both of these facilities, meaning BioHiTech as well as the Dunn landfill. So he feels that there needs to be a deeper look at what's going on in the city of Rensselaer as far as companies trying to come in and open up a business that hasn't really been properly developed in the country and hasn't been properly studied. And he wants to make sure that Rensselaer is going to be a safe, enjoyable community to live in.
And can you talk about the location of the proposed site as far as who the neighbors would be?
So the planned BioHiTech site would sit on land adjacent to the Hudson River, just a stone's throw, roughly 200 feet from the river, in the historic region where they have Fort Crelo, which the Dutch settled in our area in the 1600s. The Fort Crelo neighborhood is an old neighborhood in the city of Rensselaer. The homeowners have to follow strict plans whenever they're doing remodeling of their property. Their buildings have to be painted specific colors. And this is a residential neighborhood, and this facility would be right down the road from where people live. And it's just horrible to have that kind of a business right where you live.
Can you remind me, Dave, how many trucks a day has BioHiTech said that they would expect during in this facility?
Well, they would process up to 50,000 tons of municipal solid waste annually. I believe it's about 85 to 90 trucks a day coming in through that area of the city. They were originally talking about having the operation take place 6 days a week. Municipal garbage trucks from around the entire capital region would bring waste to this facility. And then, of course, they would go through their process of removing what they can reuse for burnable fuel. And what's not able to be reused would be sent back out on larger waste hauling trucks to bring to cement kilns and also local landfills.
Now, in the company's pitch to the public, they tend to greenwash the project by saying it saves fossil fuels in cement kilns by turning municipal waste into fuels. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, this is based on old technology. It's based on old means of recycling, this process that they are trying to utilize. And what they're really doing is they're taking plastics and metals and burning them and sending those gases into the atmosphere and into neighboring communities where they're burning these materials. So we feel that it's not really a safe technology, and it's also outdated as far as guidelines for recycling go. We thought originally that this was going to be a composting facility. That's the idea that BioHiTech originally peddled. So they actually lied to the people of the city of Rensselaer.
Is there any other comment that you'd like to add?
Yeah, we just want BioHiTech to know that the people are just going to fight back as hard as they can. We're working with environmental allies. We're working with environmental attorneys. And we're going to make sure that all laws and procedures are properly followed for this facility. It's going to be a huge negative impact to the Rensselaer community if BioHiTech's approved here. It's uncharted technologies that's only been utilized once in the entire country, and it's just based on old technology.
Dave Ellis of the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition, how can people find the coalition?
They can visit us online at RensselaerEnvironmentalCoalition.org, as well as StopDunn.org, D-U-N-N, as in Dunn for the Dunn landfill. And they can also find us on Facebook on Rensselaer Environmental Coalition.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks for having me.